We left off in the previous shiur, we read it 2 weeks ago. We left off discussing the question of writing or fixing a Sefer Torah, fixing a pair of tefillin, fixing a mezuzah, writing a mezuzah on Chol HaMoed. So the starting point in terms of writing on Chol HaMoed is that basically it's also, especially writing safros, writing Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, this is a Eimach HaMaisa Uman Godom Mezuzah, this is a skilled professional type of a writing, which lechora would be prohibited. So based on the regular rules of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, even if it's a Tzarech HaMoed, even though, let's say, a person happens to be Tzol Nechol HaMoed, or a person needs a mezuzah, a person will say the Tzarech is possible, so just based on the regular rules of Tzarech HaMoed, this would fall short because it's a Maisa Uman. So we have to find, if we want to be mutter this, we have to find some type of a possible other reason why it should be mutter. What would lead us to believe that it's even mutter in the first place? The Gemara seems to say you're not allowed to fix even the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zorah. So if you remember 2 weeks ago we had a Machlokes and Misharim. What does that mean? You're not allowed to fix the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zorah. So some Misharim said that means even if you need it, even on the Beis Hamikdash, there's nothing else to learn from. Doesn't matter, you're still not allowed to fix it. And other Misharim said, yeah, the Sefer Torah Shabbat Zorah, which nobody uses. It's only used on Yom Kippur. You don't use it on Chol HaMoed. So that's the kind of Sefer Torah you're not allowed to fix. But a regular Sefer Torah, you would be permitted to fix. So from the Gemara itself, it's unclear what the halacha is. The question is conceptually, logically, based on what we know about Chol HaMoed, what should the halacha be? So one could suggest, based on something that we spoke about in previous weeks, that maybe we could permit at least a Sefer Torah based on the principle of Tzarchei Rabim. That we know that Tzarchei Rabim trumps some of the other halachas of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, and maybe one could argue that here in Shul, you try to lane and the Sefer Torah is possible, so Hilchos Tzarchei Rabim will be zoned. That should be okay. So the problem with invoking the Hetter of Tzarchei Rabim, as you remember also we spoke about this several weeks ago when we spoke about the Sugi of Tzarchei Rabim, we pointed out that the Rashba has a Chiddush within the Sugi of Tzarchei Rabim. The Rashba says that Tzarchei Rabim communal needs are permissible in Chol HaMoed. It's mamash mutter to a ma'isa umman with tirchi yisera with chavim lachta b'moed. Tzarchei Rabim is gevaldi. It beats out everything. Only one small technical problem, says the Rashba. Tzarchei Rabim, all the examples of Tzarchei Rabim are fixing the broken roads and fixing the bathhouses, things which are physical Tzarchei Rabim, things which are only spiritual. You only have to lay. You need a Sefer Torah. No. What are going without Sefer Torah? So you're laying after Chol HaMoed. So the Rashba said that the Rashba said that spiritual Tzarchei Rabim do not qualify as Tzarchei Rabim, and therefore back to square one. So l'chora, we don't have any way to defend the fixing of the Sefer Torah. So maybe those Rishonim say not allowed if that are right. But how do we defend those Rishonim who say that it is permissible? So based on Tzarchei Rabim, it seems to be difficult. Based on Tzarchei Moed, it all seems to be difficult. So l'chora, there's another possible heter, and that heter is based on the following. Maybe we can qualify the need to fix the Sefer Torah, or for that matter, maybe even the person to write the tefillin, to write the mezuzah, maybe we can justify it based on the principle of Dover Oved. Now, Dover Oved is also a good heter. We know that Dover Oved is for sure matir to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's matir even ma'isa uman. There are certain limitations on Dover Oved. So Dover is not the greatest heter. The two famous limitations on Dover Oved is that Tircha Merubah is also, if it's done with a lot of exertion, that's a problem, that's the first Mishnah Mo'i Katan. Or Mechavim Malachta B'moed is also, it means if a person planned, the old planned emergency, that he knew he could have irrigated this field from before Chol HaMoed, but he didn't bother doing it, he had other things to do, and now comes Chol HaMoed, he wants to irrigate his field, so that's what the Mishnah says, Mechavim Malachta B'moed is problematic. Those are the two basic limitations. Now, those two halachas put the brakes on Dover Oved. So the Chorah, fixing the Sefer Torah, is neither of the above. It's not a very big tircha for the Sefer to do it, and it's not a mechav lachta b'moed. It wasn't planning. They found a mistake in the Kriyas HaTorah, so what do you want from them? So l'chora, if we could somehow label Kriyas HaTorah as a Dover Oved, then we're going to be home free. Then we're going to be able to permit fixing it on Chol HaMoed. Question is, why is that Dover Oved? What exactly is getting lost? But the Sefer Torah is going to get further ruined if you don't fix it. What's going to happen to you? Take the garpa, put it around, put it in the car, so what will happen to it? The answer is, it's not a Dover Oved mitzad Sefer Torah, it's a Dover Oved mitzad our mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. It means we have a mitzvah out there. We have this wonderful opportunity to have a Kriyas HaTorah. We're holding on to this mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah in our hands, so to speak, and now comes, the Sefer Torah becomes puzzle. You can't do that mitzvah. So you're losing something. What's the difference whether you lose your crops or whether you lose your mitzvah? A mitzvah is also considered to be a davar avid. Maybe a mitzvah is not a tzorchei harabim, but midei davar avid lo nafka, still called a davar avid. So maybe one could argue a whole new effort, a whole new approach to fixing the Sefer Torah and Chol Hamoed, but maybe one could argue it's considered to be a davar avid.
Davar Ruchanis is a Davar Mitzvah also, but Rohan with Melch, he had the whole Tehillah there, that's a Mitzvah itself, so why would that be different than
Rosh? Okay, we're going to get to the Rashba, we're going to get stuck, we're going to keep on getting into that same pickle of the Rashba, what's the difference between this and fixing the Shul? We're going to get to that in a minute. Again, so we have really two totally different routes to go to potentially be Matir fixing the Sefer Torah in order to lay in the Chol Hamoed. We're not sure that it's even true. The Rishonim will say explicitly that it's not true. The Rishonim will say that one cannot fix the Sefer Torah and Chol Hamoed, end of discussion. But within those Rishonim that we quoted 2 weeks ago, the Ritva's days, and some Rishonim will interpret Sefer Azara to mean the Sefer that they're not using, but the Sefer that they are using, you are allowed to fix. Within those Rishonim who permitted fixing the Sefer Torah for the purpose of creating the Torah Chol Hamoed, so we have really now two different routes to go. One is the suggestion that we gave 2 weeks ago, that maybe it's Tzorchei Rabim, which we're now hesitating on because it's a Ruchnias Tzorech, and now we're going a totally different route, that maybe it's called Davar Aved. So the question is this really true? Really, the question that Henry is raising now, is this really true? Can we honestly call the lack of Kriyas HaTorah considered to be a Davar Aved? So if you remember, we mentioned 2 weeks ago, that the Gra was vehemently opposed to fixing a Sefer Torah on Chol Hamoed. The Gra was the one who got the ball rolling 2 weeks ago. At the very end of the year, we mentioned that the Gra was the one who compared the fixing of the Sefer Torah to the building of a shul. The Rashba said that building of a shul on Chol Hamoed was out of the question, because it's not called the Tzorchei Rabim, because it's just a spiritual type of a pursuit. So therefore, it's outright also to build the shul. I wig and daven, you'll daven in your house. You'll find somewhere. It's not for me. You'll find somewhere to daven. So the Gra said, well, according to the Rashbu says, that you're not allowed to fix you're not allowed to build the shul. That's not Tzorchei Rabim. Who are the Nami, says the Gra, you're not permitted to fix the Sefer Torah. So the Gra was the one who made that equation, that dimion, between the two cases. The question becomes, according to the Gra, why didn't the Gra view this as a Davar Aved? What happened to the Svar of Davar Aved? Over, you're losing out Kriyas HaTorah. You want to lay. You can't lay. When it comes to the shul, so maybe one can argue, okay, you can still daven. You can still daven b'chidus. Okay, it's not the end of the world, you daven b'chidus. Or you're stupid to somebody's base, stick your finger out and eight out of lane. I'm saying your finger out and eight to where to daven. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, if the Sefer Torah is possible, you're not going to lay. There's no question about it. You will not lay. So why doesn't that qualify as a Davar Aved? To make matters worse, the Gemara itself seems to say that if a person actually needs, say Tefillin is a tough one because Tefillin maybe you don't wear a Chol Hamoed, so we'll leave that out for a moment. The Gemara seems to say that if a person, mamash needs a mezuzah, a person has a doorway, he doesn't have a mezuzah, he's not allowed to write a mezuzah on Chol Hamoed. What's the rationale for that? L'chora Davar Aved. It's not a Tzorchei Rabim, it's his personal mezuzah. And yes, he's allowed to write a mezuzah if he actually needs an Chol Hamoed. So l'chora, that idea of a mitzvah qualifying as a Davar Aved exists. There's precedent for that. So according to the Gra, who's so vehemently opposed to fixing the Sefer Torah on Chol Hamoed, I understand that he rejected the Svara of Tzorchei Rabim, based on the Rashba, based on the building of the shul. But what happened to mitzvah? What happened to Davar Aved? Why is the Gra opposed to the concept of Davar Aved? So, l'chora, what we have to say, b'das Gra, is as follows. Of course there's a concept of Davar Aved, l'chol Hamoed. Of course losing out a mitzvah is considered to be a Davar Aved. There's no question about that. The Gra agrees you're allowed to fix the mezuzah. You're allowed to write a mezuzah, l'chol Hamoed, if you really need it. There's no other choice. What does the Gra have against Kriyas HaTorah? L'chora, what the Gra had against, that doesn't sound right, what he had against Kriyas HaTorah. What did the Gra, why was the Gra opposed to the fixing of a Sefer Torah for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah? L'chora, the answer to this question doesn't lie in Uchus Chol Hamoed, the answer to the question lies in Uchus Kriyas HaTorah. There's a famous Shiloh that's discussed about the very nature of Kriyas HaTorah. So first of all, Christopher is Pashas of the Rabbanah. There are some Rishonim who say sometimes maybe it could be a Deraisa, Pashas Zohar maybe, usually not learning Pashas Zohar, Chol HaMoed. Most of Christopher's Torah is only the Rabbanah. But not only is it the Rabbanah, Yesh Lachkor, one could raise the question, what's the nature of the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah? Is Kriyas HaTorah a mitzvah called Echad V'Echad? It's a mitzvah that I have to do. I have to put on tefillin every day, and I have to have mezuzah on my door, and I have to shake a lulav, and I have to hear a shofar, I have to eat matzah, and I have to come and get Kriyas HaTorah, Shein V'Chamish, Shabbos, etc. That's the nature of Kriyas HaTorah. Or is Kriyas HaTorah? No, Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chavis HaYochid. Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaTzibor. The community has an obligation to take care of something. Obviously, we have a communal obligation, so everyone can say, well, I'm not part of the community, I'm not part of the community, then you won't do the Chavis HaTzibor. But the nature of Kriyas HaTorah is different than other types of Chavis, which are Chavis HaYochid. My Nafka Mina, tremendous Nafka Mina. A guy missed money. A guy overslept on Monday and Thursday. He missed Kriyas HaTorah. So is he mechuv to do something about it? Is he mechuv to go running around, going to Meshuggah, to go find a place where they're still bopping at 11 o'clock in the morning so that he should hear Kriyas HaTorah? Well, no, he missed Kriyas HaTorah. So he'll pick it up next week, big deal. So the tzibur was yoytzei d'chiyuv. It's not my problem. So this is a big question. In the Rishonim, it appears that Kriyas HaTorah is, in fact, the chavos tzibur, the Rabban says from Lashon. It said over the tradition, the Reb Chaim was of the opinion that it may very well be a Chavis HaYochid. If it's a Chavis HaYochid, that would be a tremendous chumra in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. The person would not have to go run around and making sure he gets Kriyas HaTorah. It's the famous of the Rav. This is the Maaseh Rav, that the Rav very often would travel from Boston. So I don't know what it is. It's not like what the Rav's travel schedule was. But Lamaisa, sometimes he would miss Kriyas HaTorah. He would end up coming to, in the morning, he would leave Boston.
He came on Tuesday.
But there were some days, apparently there were some days, maybe when it was a holiday weekend or something, he would come in on Monday, whatever it was, and he would have to leave Boston early, and he would daven b'yechidus, but he would miss Kriyas HaTorah. So the way the story was that when he would come to the yeshiva, I don't know, it was 11, 12 o'clock, so he would go knock around the dorm to go find 10 guys who hadn't, they'd make Kriyas HaTorah for Milchus. So that was the meeting in the Rav. On Mondays, he would make the special Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon.
Why did I say Mdaliyah? I mean, you can't make a million people to hear Kriyas HaTorah
who heard it. Yeah, it's a further Shaila. Can you bring the Tzarev together? That's a different question. It's also Shaila. But
Shaila is whether you need only 60
in the Shaila. 6 is Balaam, or 10, or maybe not yet. Maybe 1.
Yeah,
that's a question. I remember when the Rav was Nifter, so Levaya was on Chol Moed Pesach, so it was on it was Erev the last day. It was Sunday. Right? Levaya was Nifter on Thursday. Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, they pushed Levaya off till Sunday. So when we went to Boston for Levaya, and we flew back from Boston, we had missed Kriyas HaTorah because we had to go early. So we had davened on the plane, and then we came back. So I was a Bacher at the time. Living in Riverdale, so Rabbi Willig announced that all the people who had gone to the Levaya should come to Mincha a few minutes early that day, and we're late. We're late in the Kriyas HaTorah of the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So I imagine it wasn't just taking place in Riverdale, it was taking place in many, many shuls that had done that. So Rabbi Willig at the time said that it was such an apropos tribute to the Rav, that this is something that he knew, that everyone knew the Rav was so machmed on to never to miss Kriyas HaTorah, even to lay by Mincha, to mamash his Levaya, hundreds of people were laying by Mincha. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So notwithstanding the brisket tradition about Kriyas HaTorah being a Chavos HaYochid, one could very, very strongly argue that in fact it's a Chavos HaTzibor. If it's a Chavos HaTzibor, so some suggest, perhaps that's the pshat in the Gra, that the Gra refused to view the missing of Kriyas HaTorah as a Dovra Oved for this very reason. Dovra Oved means when if I lost my mitzvah, I'll say the marshal, I have a Chavos HaYochid to put up a mezuzah every second that the mezuzah is not on the door, I'm losing something, I'll be mevatlas a mitzvah. So that's sufficient. Dovra Oved, the bitul on mitzvah shabbat, the losing of the mitzvah, that's sufficient. Those are sufficient grounds to permit me to write the mezuzah on Chol HaMoed. Mashen King Kriyas HaTorah. If Kriyas HaTorah would have been a Chavis HaYochid, so Gavalp, forget that, I'm not going to hear Kriyas HaTorah today, it's a terrible thing, I'm losing my mitzvah. But if you hold it, Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaTzibur, So first of all, it means the bottom line is, when you come to Shemayim, the Baruch Hu is not going to point anything at anybody for missing Kriyas HaTorah. It's not my problem. So I have no heter to fix the Sefer Torah. So I have no heter to fix the Sefer Torah. You have no heter to fix the Sefer Torah. He has no heter to fix the Sefer Torah. What's the loss? What's the big tzarich? What's the davar avos? He won't lay today. I the whole tzibur won't lay. It's not my problem. I have no heter to fix something in Chol HaMoed in order to enhance the Chavis HaTzibur. Chavis HaYochid, yes, Chavis HaTzibur, no.
Why is Chavis HaTzibur different than Tzachin Rabin?
No. Tzachin Rabin is still, but it's not Tzachin Rabin because it's not physical.
Because once you call it a Darva Tzibur, like...
No, but it's Gevaldik, it's a Gevaldik Tzachin Rabin, which is a Ruchnias Tzachin Rabin, which is not down by the heter, which is not, when it doesn't fall under the heter Tzachin Rabin. I know it's the Tzachir, even without the lumbus of the Tzachir Rabin. It's the Chorus should have been worse than fixing the road, but Afal Bichain, the Rashba said, yeah, it is worse than fixing the road.
But it's just like an individual misses the mitzvah. Let's say there was this mitzvah hakel, so it's only Barabim, it's not a mitzvah yachid. And let's say the Sefer Torah is for hakel for the Melech to go up there and read for the whole Kila. Would we be permitted to do it for hakel?
Hakel maybe Chorus Yachid, I don't know, maybe Hakel's better, I don't know.
No, but meaning that there's a Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaRabin, Tzibur. The Chovas HaTzibur is not less than a Chovas HaYachid.
It is. It is in terms of Davar Avid. That's the Chiddush of the Grow. That's less of a Davar Avid. That Davar Avid, when I'm losing something personally, that's a Davar Avid.
Wouldn't the Ramban agree that it's still considered a mitzvah to you, mitzvah each Yachid? But chayvus is as chayvus
have. But that's hard to call that davar aved. Losing a kiyum. Yeah, losing a kiyum by its very nature means that it's not that you don't lose anything. You don't do it. You don't lose anything. That's like a midas harevach. You're not gaining something. You're not getting extra brownie points. You're not losing anything either.
Well, anything will often involve in getting the sefer Torah also probably. Either go drive to get the sefer Torah from someone's house and see.
No, that would be a ma'aseh hedyot l'tzorach hamoed. It's no worse than regular tzorach hamoed. It's no less than any other Tzorach HaMoed, so we're not... Ksiv is a Maestro, right? So this idea that we're saying that the Gra was opposed to fixing the Sefer Torah because of the, in a certain sense, don't misquote me, because of the insignificance of the Kriyas HaTorah. So this is the Chor that the Bir HaMalach is driving at also. If you take a look at the fourth in Rambam Kamos, in Simen Tavkuf Mem Hei, so the Bir HaMalach points out, I have a Bir HaGra, Simen Tavkuf Mem Dal Shekosav, the Lafid of Rash Mashu Bisham Bagod, that famous Rash we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks, you're not allowed to build a Shulchan Chol HaMoed, Nidcha Zadin. So this, which it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to fix the Sefer Torah in Chol HaMoed, so according to the Gemara, this is not true. That this halach has been rejected, just as the Rashba rejects the permissibility of building the Shulchan Chol HaMoed, the Gemara extended this, that you're not allowed to fix the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Begadim, Niskashi Gamkim Zem Yashra, the Nirali Od Lomar, says the Mishnah Berurah, amazing, the Gam HaGra Yamuta Sifrei Mikra Ugmar Lagiyam. Could they live over him? Davidov Ravik, what she calls from the Chaber. What would the Gra himself, who was the biggest opponent to fixing the Sefer Torah, what would he say about fixing a Gemara? Fixing a Chumash. A guy has a Bir HaGra on Or HaChaim, and he realizes there's a mistake in the Bir HaGra, so he can't learn with it to say it the way it is. So he's allowed to fix it. Gabal, you can't fix the Sefer Torah, but you're allowed to fix the Chumash, you're allowed to fix the Gemara. In order to enable you, in order to help you learn, the answer is absolutely. What? No, not because of my Sedja. No, that's not what he says. He says because of Tavi Davar Aved. He says because your learning, your inability to learn is called the Davar Aved. Why is that called the Davar Aved? Because there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to learn as much as you can. So a person is trying to learn, he's got a safe, which has got mistakes in it, so he's got to go copy from somebody else. He's got to go fix all the mistakes in his dafyomi. He can't learn dafyomi today. With all the mistakes in the Gemara, that the Gra says that's mutlach etchila. Why is that? That was tzuchi rabbin. There's no rabbin. It's by personal learning. That's a davar aved. I think that's a davar aved because a mitzvah, the losing a mitzvah is a davar aved. How do you know that? That's like fixing your mezuzah. That you're allowed to write your mezuzah. If you need a mezuzah, chol hamoed, bottom line, you're allowed to write it.
But mezuzah can be different because there's an Indian of
Shmira
that's on the bias and on an individual.
And Talmud Torah is not a
Hebrew.
It's also
no, only on the individual to no.
But the bottom line, I'm losing that mitzvah. I have to learn whenever I can. I have a safe room fund, but I can't use it, so I'm sitting around twiddling my thumbs. I want to learn this. So I want to sit and learn this Torah right now. So, and I can't do it. So that's called the Dover of it. So you hear what's going on? It's mamish. It's It's the most counterintuitive. If I would ask most people, what are you allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed? Are you allowed to make a little emendation in your Gemara? Or are you allowed to fix your Sefer Torah? You have 100 people in shul waiting to lane. Sorry, you have to put the Sefer Torah where we can't fix it. So the Gemara says, you're right, you cannot fix the Sefer Torah, because that's a mitzvah ha-rabim, and quote-unquote a mitzvah rabim chavis ha-tzibur, and that's not called a davar ovid. It's the nishkin davar ovid, nishkin tzachi rabim, because it's spiritual, not physical. So kriyas ha-Torah loses out. So the Sefer Torah cannot be fixed according to the Gemara. Masha Enkein, other things. You're allowed to fix the road. To fix the road, that's mutter, because that's tzachi rabim. To fix your little line in your Gemara, that's mutter, because that's called the davar ovid. But to fix the Sefer Torah, it's only the Sefer Torah that loses out, because of it's not Tzachirab, because it's spiritual, and it's not Dover Ovid, because it's Tzachavis HaTzibur. I think we could say this, I feel Sefer Torah Shema Zohar Tzach Mazel. That means the Sefer Torah, it comes out to be worse than the road, and worse than fixing the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says.
It's counterintuitive, because, as we say, recently,
Ba'amir
Al-Yakum is the opposite.
Ba'amir Al-Yakum, Tzachim Mitzvah, right, but we're not there, in Al-Khirami, right.
But Tzachirabim, is even higher than Tzachirabim.
Right. That's right.
I can't let this go, so first of all,
I'm going to tell you about a secret that we don't pass like this girl. It's just exciting.
It's very exciting. So a person can take out the Sefer Torah and do Kriyas HaTorah, Lahakan, to read, to prepare to read them for other people, and as Lima Torah. And is that correct?
That's
what it sounds
like. Right.
Rav Chaim would not agree.
Of course,
Rav Chaim would say.
So, if you hold like Rav Chaim, it's hard to differentiate between this and writing the mezuzah.
No, it's this idea.
Right. Right. Anyway, I hope this is what the Gemara says.
Somebody, a child wants to prepare for the bar mitzvah.
Right, that's what I
have to say. Maybe he's not chief bar mitzvah, so he can't do it. It would have to be someone who's ready
bar mitzvah. Because he needs it to learn with, right?
So, Pachom is less than 13.
I don't know. It's a strange thing. That's what the Be'er Halacha just said. That's what you said.
According to Be'er Halacha, the person would be allowed to write. It's all to heard a shiur, and he wants to remember the shiur.
Absolutely, that's for sure. Davar Ovid, right? That's for sure. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. That's the chosh is for sure be mut. Anyway, I call upon him with all the lumdus and all the razzle dazzle of the gra. So we don't really follow this gra. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the gra. Shulchan Aruch says that you're permitted to fix the letter of the Sefer Torah. However, the poskim qualify this, and Shulchan Aruch himself qualifies it by saying that b'medav amurim, that there's no other Sefer Torah around. But if you have another Sefer Torah around, so then what's the tzarech? So it's not tzarech rabim, it's not tzarech dover aved, it's nothing. So the ma'isi would have to put the Sefer Torah away, and you have to take another Sefer Torah. So then the later Acharonim have a whole discussion. How do you
accept the Rashba?
So that's a problem. Right? We on the one hand, we accept the Rashba that you can't build the shul. On the other hand, we hold you allowed to fix the Sefer Torah. What's the difference? You have to say that rather the Sefer Torah is more of a tzorech. It's more of a tzorech mitzvah. Maybe it's called a chavas ayochid, or maybe a chavas atzibur is also called a tzorech mitzvah. But the problem is, then why isn't davening a shul? Why isn't that considered to be a mitzvah? Mitzvah tell us that you're not going to have an Indian. Let's say Luyitzir is... No, but the simple reason the Shulchan Aruch is that even if there's no other place to daven, it's going to end up under the davening. My day, so you're going to daven. Your day, everyone's going to daven b'chidus. It sounds like that doesn't qualify to build on Chol HaMoed. So it's a little bit of a tzorchi, and the later post can point out that we're not sure what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. The Chor of the Gro was right. The equation within the shul and the Sefer Torah is correct equation, but Lamaisa, we don't accept it. Lamaisa, we refrain from building the shul on Chol HaMoed, but we do permit the writing of the Sefer Torah if there's no other option. The question is, what do you mean there's no other option? Well, what do the words mean? There's no other option. So the post can start to pilpul and get very, very nuanced details. What do you mean there's no other option? What if there's a shul across the street? They have an extra Sefer Torah. Are you mechuyav to go borrow, go knock on the door and borrow their Sefer Torah? You're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Chol HaMoed morning, and you realize that there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. There's no other Sefer Torah in that Aron Kodesh, but there's one down the road. Are you mechuyav to go down the road? There's one in the next town. Are you mechuyav to go to the next town? There's one, they're late. It's also the post we discussed. There's two minyanim going on. So they're laning in one minyan, and you'd have to wait for 10 minutes to get there, to get everybody into there. What's considered to be, you know, no other Sefer Torah around? So again, those are details, Sefer details. How do you define what's called no other Sefer Torah around?
Are you used to Sefer Torah?
Whatever it is, right. Are you mechuyav to start rolling? Right, one becomes possible. Are you mechuyav to start rolling another one in order to avoid...
Right,
so that, Now these are all nuances within the Shulchan Aruch, within those who permit the fixing of a Sefer Torah under extenuating circumstances. What constitutes extenuating circumstances? The Gro would be sitting and listening to the whole thing and saying, I don't care what the extenuating circumstances are, forget Kriyas HaTorah and finish at the end of the discussion.
Or you're dealing with a minion of Sofrim. And so it's not any
mumcha
anymore, because
everybody there... No. The following shaila happened. We alluded to the shaila a couple of months ago in the Chicago shaila. Right. The Chicago shaila that happened this past Chol HaMoed Sukkot, the famous shaila in Chicago. What was the shaila? The Baal Kaveh was preparing over Chol HaMoed to lay Koheles, and the minigas that lay Koheles from the cloth there. He was preparing the laning, and he notices there was a mistake in the Megillah. The Shaila was, can you fix a Megillus Kehelas? There's no other Megillus around, no one else has a Megillus Kehelas around. Is it permissible to fix a Megillus Kehelas on Chol HaMoed or not? That was the Shaila. So this is not a new Chicago Shaila, this is an old Shaila already. The Shaila was presented to Reb Chaim Volozhin. So Reb Chaim Volozhin apparently paskin that you're permitted to fix a letter in Megillus Kehelas for the following reason. He said the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you're permitted to fix a Sefer Torah if there's no other option, because otherwise this spell is called a Davar Aveh, whatever the lumdus is of the Shulchan Aruch. So says Reb Chaim Volozhin, what's the difference? Kehelas, a mitzvah, you mechuyif alei megillus kehelas. As everybody knows, that it says the Masechta Sofrim, that you recite a bracha when you share kiddushon mitzvot amikra megillah, zachi of gomer, you have to wait it out of a cloth, and you're not yaitzei with a chumash, and that's a real din, and you should minimize its importance, and therefore you would, whatever you hold about for fixing a Sefer Torah, would be permissible for fixing kehelas as well. That was the psach of Chaim Volozhin. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that he's not so convinced, that if he's convinced the other way, he doesn't think we should follow this Pesach of Chaim Volozhin. Why shouldn't we follow this Pesach of Chaim Volozhin? For two reasons. So he says, besides the fact that I'm sure I can fix the Sefer Torah, but even the Miach, that you're allowed to fix the Sefer Torah, so says Rav Moshe, this is the Torah, fixing a Megillus Kehelas, such a Torah. He says, it's a din yasalei Megillus Kehelas. First of all, Taisus, in a second circle, calls it a minute. Taisus says it's only a minute. I want you make a bracha on it. So Taisus says, because you make brachas on minhagim. So when others say, you don't even make a bracha on it. So first, Ramesh says, who says it's a Torah? It's not quite such a big Torah. And if you won't make a LS, so the world won't come to an end. And then Ramesh says, and even if you're going to tell me that, yeah, it's a chiyah to make a LS, then you need a cloth, and it's the real McCoy. Who says the Megillus Kehelas is possible the way it is? Because it's missing a letter. It has a mistake, a little mistake here and there. Says Ramesh, is it more common than Megillus Esther? We know that Megillus Esther, if it's missing up to half the letters, it's still kosher. So Maduch Megillus Esther, which is our real chi of Gomer, everybody agrees, and it's still kosher even though it's missing a few letters here and there. So Megillus Kehelas should be more common than Esther. To which some of them say, yeah, Megillus Kehelas is more common than Esther. You know why? How do you know that Megillus Esther is kosher, it's missing a few letters? So Gemara says, because it's called the Nigeres. Nigeres means it's a letter, casual, missing a letter here and there, Zishkefelach. Megillus Kehelas, it's a Sefer, it has to be like a Sefer Torah, it has to be 100% kosher. So that's a Topol Yechorim have within Shar Megillus. The Shar Megillus require the standards of Sefer Torah, or the Shar Megillus sufficient with the standards of Megillus Esther. So Ramesh, for these variety of reasons, was opposed to fixing Megillus Kehelas. He felt that, first of all, it wasn't such a tzarich in the first place, and second of all, it wasn't really so possible in the second place. So Rav Moshe didn't think that the correct procedure would be was to fix it. Why did Rav Chaim Volozhin hold? Why did he insist that you have to fix the Kehelas no matter what, even on Chol HaMoed? The third is Rav Chaim Volozhin l'shitaso. He was a Talmud Muvak of the Gra. He was the Talmud of the Gra. The Gra held that you have to mamash lay Megillus Kehelas with a bracha, with a cloth, with the works. It's a real din. It's a real chiyuv. It's a real to do. So that's why Eretz Yisrael, and then Eretz Yisrael today, they're laying all the Megillus from a cloth with a bracha, the real McCoy. So the Gerol Shitasa, who was such a machmer, Megillus Kehelas, he's the one who would justify the fixing of Megillus Kehelas on Chol HaMoed. Well, the Chara, I have a serious issue with this. Oh, Tazoi. So again, never Kehelas. Nobody, even the Gerol, I don't think says that it's a Chol HaMoed Yachid to lay in Kehelas.
But there's no chiyuv to
Kriyas
Torah if you don't have a minyan.
But I don't think the Gro would say you have to link a house with a minyan either. I think it's also a tzibur. So anyway, getting back to this last tekuda. So this I don't understand. Again, Yachamev Yas Mishonah, which is Zachu Yas, Chaim Volozhin, this Shaila. He said, I don't understand. Chaim Volozhin is the Talmud Muvak of the Gro. The Gra was the one who was the most opposed to fixing a Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. He yelled this over Aved and this Tzachir Rabbi, and it's a nothing, it's a zero. Hell, this is going to be wonder. It's bad enough we said you're allowed to fix the roads on Chol HaMoed even though you can't fix the Sefer Torah. It's bad enough we said you're allowed to fix your little Mishnah Berurah even though you can't fix the Sefer Torah. But to fix Megillas Keheles for the mitzvah of Leining Keheles, which again we probably call doesn't even exist. There is no such mitzvah. But even the Gron or Chav Elash Moshitah Samuel, there's such a Zat Tzarech Gomer to fix Megillas Keheles. How in the world could that be more common than fixing a Sefer Torah? So it's Mamish Tolei Ploim. So that I tackled on.
I have a
story.
How often do we ring Leining Keheles?
Once a year.
Meaning that if you don't fix it, you'll come up to put it away, and you'll wait to the following year. A Sefer Torah you read every single week, every 3 times, 4 times a week. There isn't a chash that you're going to be a double other, that you're going to come to next year.
So what will happen next year, come to next year, and you won't read it next year, because it'll be possible. So you lose out a second mitzvah. But it's not a double other.
Meaning, the whole Indian, the mitzvah would never be Mekayim.
There'll be a mitzvah that's going to get lost more than once. Kriyas HaTorah is a one-time thing. You'll fix it up right after
the
other.
And then you're going to have the mitzvah the following day. And it's not going to be Nelam.
Maybe.
That would be the only line.
Maybe. Anyway, maybe.
Lamaisa, though, couldn't you fix it for your own purpose? I mean, as a back door.
But I'm not. Come on. I have a chumash. I can open up the Kohelis and read out of it.
So
that's what the Be'er Lach was talking about, a situation where the guy Mamash needs to be lumo, he's got mistakes in his chumash and he's got to fix it. And if he has another chumash, he should not take on the other chumash, even according to that Mishnah Berurah. So I'll cope on him, in terms of fixing the Sefer Torah, at the end of the day, it's Mechagis HaRishon, it's Mechagis HaMechaber in the Grah. If the Mechaber holds that it's Mutter under certain extenuating circumstances, and the Grah holds it's also, we had a lot of issues with the Grah. We didn't exactly understand why this is less of than other types of mitzvahs. So we had to give some kind of mahalach for that Gra. But at least the Gra was consistent. The Gra said, everything's awesome. So it's easy to say that. You can't build the shul, you can't fix the Sefer Torah, everything's awesome. According to Shulchan Aruch, you have to start making chilukim between the shul is awesome and the Sefer Torah is mutar. And within this whole discussion, then you have a further discussion about how does this play out in terms of fixing other kinds of sperm, how does this play out in terms of fixing the Megillas Keheles. Okay.
Okay.
640, okay.
So 610.